Welcome to the third episode of Sweet Tea with Malika. I am your host, Malika, and today, as you can see, we're going to be talking about leaving things that don't serve us in 2019. As you guys know, within a couple of weeks, a few days, whatever, whenever you're watching this, it is going to be 2020. And we are going to have to leave some things that God, the universe, whoever you believe in, has been trying to tell you to let go for some time. Y'all know what I'm talking about. This episode is going to be just me chatting. It's not scripted. I want it to be real and just be chatty with you guys. Last week, which it should have aired last week, but you guys, I have been going through a whole bunch of personal issues, and I've just been super busy. And don't worry, I will share with you guys what's been going on in due time, in the right time. And so what I want to say is that some of you may be noticing a shift in energy. Some of you may be seeing clearly now what isn't working for you with your job, your relationships, finances, whatever the case may be. You may be feeling like you need to let things go, or things need to change. Things you've been brushing under the rug, or things you've been overlooking, or things you just weren't privy to prior to this season changing. And usually we get in this type of mode during this time, but I feel like it's heightened this time, you guys. I feel like it's really heightened because we are going into a new era. We're going into 2020, and it feels different because it is going to be different. And I'm telling you right now, don't not listen to the signs. If you are seeing the signs, if you are feeling the signs, whatever is going on in your life, make sure you take an assessment of what state your life is in right now. Are you happy? Is this relationship serving me? Does this job serve me anymore? Am I overdoing it? Am I working too hard? Am I not putting enough effort into my passions? Am I not spending enough quality time with my loved ones and my boo or whoever? You know what I'm saying? What am I doing? Because what I'm sensing is that everything that's not going good in your life is being illuminated, and everything that's going good in your life is being illuminated too. And what we obviously need to focus on is getting rid of the things that are bad or not going well or just have run their course or whatever the case may be, and do more of what's working, or more of those like hidden passions or talents that you've just put on the back burner because you are afraid to share them with the world. It's really time to doing a self-assessment. That's what I'm going to call it. Do a self-assessment on yourself and say, hey, I need to be open and honest. If you have to do it with a piece of paper, if you need to do this with whatever, maybe you can just do it internally within you, do it in a journal, do it via video. I don't really care. Just do it. Give yourself a self-assessment and say, hey self, what are the areas in my life that I need to let go of or readjust? Because not everything needs to be let go of. Sometimes you just need to readjust them, or you need to change the dynamics of situations. So just do that, because I've been doing it. I've been really purging those things that don't serve me anymore. I have been really putting my foot into action and working on those things that are bringing me joy and peace, or things that I just have been suppressing. And so when you do that, it's like you get this little rush of energy, because you're finally addressing the things that you weren't addressing. And that's the beauty of it, because you don't want anything in your aura, y'all know what I'm talking about. You just don't want it in your space, in your energy. You want to be attracting the same energy that you're putting out. And whenever you keep trying to hold on to something that's not serving you, is when your energies get like topsy-turvy and you start attracting those things that you don't want, because you're not letting things go or fixing things to better serve you where you are going. Remember, we are always changing. We are always elevating. And so if you see yourself going this way and a project you're doing is going that way, or you see yourself going this way and your relationship is going that way, maybe it is time to split. Maybe it's time to change the dynamics of your relationship, or whatever the case may be. Have an important talk. You know, talk about, it's so important to talk about your goals and your life dreams, and know that they're going to always be evolving. So you guys always have to be flexible and evolving. And if it's something you just can't compromise on, then that's when you let it go. And so in doing that, you are then raising your vibration, your energy, to match what you're going towards. And so don't look at it as a sad moment, because when you get on the other side of the hump, that is when everything that you want is going to come towards you. Everything that you've been sowing seeds into, everything that you've been manifesting, writing down in your journal and thinking about and meditating on, that's what you want. And you don't want it for no reason. There's a reason why you want those things. There's a reason why, if you believe in God or you believe in energies or spirits or whatever, there's a reason why you're getting those signs, and there's a reason why you're being pushed to do something. If it's a reoccurring thought, don't just think you're having that thought. Really analyze it. Why am I having this reoccurring thought? Or why does this problem keep persisting or getting worse? What do I need to reevaluate in my life to get to where I'm trying to go? And a lot of times we have a hard time sitting down with ourselves and doing that, because we're afraid of the unknown. We are afraid to see what's on the other side for us, even though we know that it's everything that we wanted. Yeah, there's going to be hiccups. Yeah, there's going to be bumps. But sometimes you have to walk into a situation and not being able to see the outcome. And that's what taking risk is all about. Nothing comes to you when you're in a fearful state. Yeah, things are scary, you know, but when's the last time you've grown by staying back into the shadows and not pursuing something that you're a little afraid. Maybe you want to start a business and you don't really know if it's going to be successful, but that's the point. You got to try to see if it's going to be successful or not. Maybe you want to go to college, but you just don't know. You think you're too old or whatever. First of all, you're never too old. But you have to go out there and get it. Maybe you want a new job, so you're trying to push yourself out there to go and get that new job. Or maybe you want to bring love in your life because you've been single for a while. You have to go out there and say, hey, I'm available. I obviously don't mean that literally. I'm just saying that you have to put yourself out there. You know what I'm saying? And all of this fearfulness and this staying stagnant and staying back away from your dreams and your goals because you're afraid is what's going to pull you back into this energy where you're going to be sad, you're going to be depressed, you might have panic attacks, or you might just not be having a good time with your life. And remember, guys, your happiness starts with you. If you're not happy with yourself, you can't be happy with anything else or anyone else. Same with love. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to be in an actual loving relationship, and it's just going to be turmoil. Because this is going to sound selfish to some people, but you have to put yourself first. You do. It's the truth. If you nurture yourself the way you nurture things outside of you, imagine what can happen. Imagine how you're going to feel. We've all been there, including myself. I have been in a state of not nurturing myself and putting others before me and not investing in myself spiritually and financially sometimes, and, you know, mentally, romantically, whatever the case may be. You know, you have to invest in yourself, and that's why you are feeling this energetic shift, because you're being pushed in and trying to be nudged to reevaluate your life and just make sure that you are headed towards whatever you are passionate about, whatever you want, and not headed down a direction that's going to lead you to destruction and lead you to unhappiness. Yes, we all make mistakes and stuff like that, but that's why we have to slow down, really do self-assessment, sit with yourself in the quiet, no technology, no phone, nothing. Get you a journal, whatever. There are no rules to meditation or self-assessing yourself. What I like to do is I'll sit in the room, turn off the TV, turn the phone off, take out my journal, take out a few crystals or whatever, really relax, look at my body parts and analyze my body and see how I'm feeling. Then I close my eyes and I focus on my breathing, and then I just meditate, and those thoughts, I just let those thoughts come in and I don't judge the thoughts. And once I'm really in it, those are when all the clues or the answers come in and you're able to really assess, like, dang, I've been working at this job for 5 years and I haven't got a raise, even though I know my work is valuable. Now I need to have that confidence. I'm going to go into that office on Monday morning and I'm going to ask for a raise. And if they don't give it to me, I'm going to look for another job and submit my resignation whenever I get it. Because I know what value I bring. I know that I need to take myself to the next level and really show the world what I have to give, what I am good at. I'm going to fight for that. And yes, there are barriers in this world to things, and sometimes you can navigate around them and sometimes you can't. But the point is to try, you guys. That is the number one point that I can give you. And so with that being said, I really truly hope that this episode gave you the push that you needed to really sit down with yourself and see what's going on with your life. Do a self-assessment. The same way some families have weekly meetings where they meet up and everybody talks about what they are feeling, what the household needs, and what people are going through. So you always know what's going on with yourself and what needs to change and what can stay the same, or what needs a little bit more improvement, or what needs to leave. And you make those changes accordingly. And remember, if you feel afraid to do it, it's probably best that you do it anyways, because you're never going to see what you want come into fruition if you don't go out there and do it. And I'm taking my own advice, you guys. I am taking my own advice this time around. All right, you guys, I want to thank you so much for listening. I don't have any unsweetened tea this week, and I will more than likely see you guys on the other side in 2020 as my timing and everything gets more right and I'm just more at ease and I can create more peacefully. These episodes will keep rolling out every 2 weeks, you guys. So just stay tuned for that. Have a great holiday season. Whatever you celebrate or do not celebrate, just have a good time. Also, make sure you're setting your intentions. Write in that journal. What do you want to happen in 2020? Even if you don't write it down, meditate on it or just pray about it. What do you want to happen? Because I'm trying to tell y'all, whenever I write something down, it seems like it might not happen overnight, a couple of weeks, a month, 6 months, but it ends up happening for me, if it's for me. You know what I'm saying? Also, you can follow me on Naturally Malika on Instagram. That is where I usually am, not 100%, but most of the time. And I really stay in those stories, you guys. And you can hit me up on Facebook, also Naturally Malika. Not really over there a lot, but you know, you can. You can also hit me up in the comments, you guys. Don't be afraid to comment. Don't be afraid to leave your thoughts and stuff down below. Even if I don't agree with them, you know, we can all learn from each other. Also, hit that thumbs up if you're watching this on YouTube. Hit the notification bell, you guys. Please subscribe and share this video wherever you share videos, because it could be helping somebody out that's feeling this way during this time frame. Also, if you're listening on Anchor or any other podcasting platforms, please rate this podcast, leave comments, whatever it is, your suggestions. I would love to hear them. I thank you guys so much. Also, lastly, if you have any topic ideas, the email will be linked down below, whether you're listening on the podcast or on YouTube. And as I always say, you guys, peace and love. Remember, we're here to help each other grow through these conversations, and we're getting the sweet tea